Poppy Mama Jumbo has the great pleasure to finally meet Lindsay Harvey, who's actually started following Coffee Mama Jumbo on Twitter. Now, I've just assisted at the London Coffee Festival, the Tasters Cup, and you've won kind of, well, it's a heat, but you've won really, really well. Tell a little bit, what is the cup tasting all about?
Sure, the cup tasting is basically a triangulation. So two coffees are the same, one is different, and the aim is to find the odd one out. So there's eight sets of triangles, and so you've got to find the eight different coffees. So.
Okay, how easy or difficult is that for you, whose palate is really well trained from what I understand?
Well, my palate is trained for sort of picking out characteristics and flavours. This is purely differences. So anyone can really do it, you know, it's about what flavour does this coffee have, and is it the same as that one, and so the other one therefore must be the odd one out. So you don't need to be able to notify flavours, just find which is different.
Okay, where is your training from?
I don't know, I kind of fell into it through university, moved to London to be an accountant, but decided that was a bit dull.
Okay.
Worked for a coffee shop, then into a roastery, and then just interest and dedication.
Okay, so you're absolutely passionate about coffee itself. And do you think it's a special skill that you can learn? Or?
Yeah, oh, definitely. They say that females have better palates than guys, and guys have better noses than females. So you play to your strengths. You know, I like nice food, and I like nice wine, and I like to try sort of specialty wines and beers. And I feel just always trying to concentrate when you taste something about what makes that different. And just always trying to focus on what is unique. So.
Yeah, I mean, I watched you carefully, and you went through the first kind of through the table quite fast.
Yeah.
And then you just had one or two where you weren't entirely sure.
I thought,
and then you used your nose.
Yeah, I sniffed it. I thought, you know, aroma is really important. And then as coffee's cool, acidity, sweetness comes out, so you can then
start
to use those to differentiate what's what. So.
Yeah. What do you like most about coffee?
I like the people. I like the fact that I travel the world with my job, and I get to meet so many different people, farmers, importers, cuppers, baristas, like friends of friends who are interested in coffee. It's the community. I love it. I can't get enough of it.
Now, I can detect a Scottish accent.
Yep.
So you were brought up in Scotland?
I was born and brought up in Scotland. I left when I was 22, moved to London. So I've been here now for 6 years, and I absolutely love it. I can never imagine living anywhere else.
Yeah.
So.
Now, tell me briefly about Falcon Coffees.
Falcon Coffees, we're a...
That's where you work?
Yeah, that's where I work for now. We're a small organisation. We import, we source, we import, and we work with farmers. We have a small but dedicated, talented team. There's four curators in the company, so really high level of knowledge. And we just basically have some great clients. We have fun doing it. So.
Yeah. You seem to really love your job, because I follow you on Twitter as well, and you're always kind of up there saying, oh, I've just tasted this amazing coffee and that amazing coffee.
It's great to experiment and try different things. I don't try just our coffees, I'll try other importers who have the same coffee, different roasters, and it's just good to see who can make it taste a little bit different. It's all about...
Actually, funnily enough, my brother roasts in Austria.
Okay.
And he's now got some samples through from Falcon as well.
Oh, excellent.
And I was happy enough also to try the Kaffa Forest that
you
sent in, which is lovely.
Excellent.
I love Ethiopian coffees.
Yeah.
But the Kaffa is kind of even more different. It's kind of wilder, isn't it, in a way?
We've got two, a wash and a natural. So
yeah.
The wild one will be the natural. Nice and... It's kind of sweet strawberry.
Yeah.
Normally natural, kind of wild, mental.
But strawberry isn't more kind of Jägerschäfe?
Yeah, sometimes. But
there's a beautiful one now, actually, at Clemson's. I don't know. Clemson's, blah, 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 what are they? Caravan.
Yep.
I've just had one. A Jägerschäfe, my God.
Yeah. I love Ethiopian coffees. They're so diverse. I mean, the West tend to be more berry-like, and the South tend to be more citric-like. So I'm just trying to find which coffees you like. I mean, I love all coffees.
Yeah. Well, you're certainly your element, and I hope you go further and further in that competition so that we can crown you as... The coffee tasting champion.
I hope so.
Have you got a title already?
I won last year, so I'm.
Oh my God! How silly am I?
Defending my title, hopefully. So we'll see.
Yeah, that would be fabulous. Thank you so much. This is Lindsay Harvey, who works for Falcon Enterprise, Falcon Coffees.
Yep.
And real pleasure to finally meet you.
Thank you.
And I hope we'll kind of carry on the relationship.
Definitely.
Thank you very much.
Bye.